qualified specialist on staff. EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. It's Friday, December 8th, and it's time now for Community Connection. Community Connection this morning is brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic, First Baptist Church, and Tallgrass Motors. And we have Tri-County Tech in this morning. Tasha Wyatt is in. Now, this is the first time that we've been on the air together.
Yes.
Third time, roughly. You've been on the air. So you're basically a professional now. It only takes three times, so it's habit at this point.
Good.
What do you do at Tri-County Tech? First off, explain kind of what you do.
I'm the marketing coordinator at Tri-County Tech, so branding, communications, advertising, kind of all of that, events even come into our department, so anything and everything to do with marketing, and I love it.
And so anytime we see or hear something about Tri-County Tech, assuming that we're not physically in the classroom, is coming from you, right?
Yes, sir.
More or less.
Or our department, yes.
I'll give you credit for everything. So what's going on at Tri-County Tech right now? It's kind of the winter, school's still in session maybe?
Yes, we have another week and a half left.
Winding down a little bit.
Yeah.
You looking forward to the break?
Yes, this is my second year to have the 2 weeks off at Christmas, and I'm really excited about it. Last year I really didn't do much, and they kind of teased me about it, called me a rookie. So this year I plan on, doing something to make that 2 weeks worth it.
You got to make it count as if you were still in school.
Yes.
So what's going on at Tri-County Tech again? You said the semester's kind of winding down, about a week and a half left is what you said. Is that correct?
Yes.
And things for this semester, they're still going on, or are we gearing up for next semester?
Well, we are gearing up for next semester, but I have a student success story I'd like to just kind of share with you. I just learned about it. So the Price Tower recently held a competition called the Right Chef Competition. And it was a nationwide competition, so they brought in chefs from all over the country to come in, and the winner will get to, he gets to stay at the Price Tower for a year, and amongst many other things. So we held that competition, the tasting competition, at our culinary program. And several of our students got to shadow those chefs. And this is really just a testament to our programs and the partnerships in our community with the business leaders and businesses. And most of our students were given business cards from their chefs with the words that if the chef won, that our student would be offered a job. Well, the winner, Chef Jimmy Sanabria, followed through on his promise, and I just found out that he's hired his student shadow Chris Myers, and he'll be starting soon.
Well, very cool.
Yeah, opportunities like this wouldn't really happen if the students hadn't have chosen Tri-County Tech, and we're so happy and excited that they did, and excited for their futures.
Now, is this restaurant that I guess is going to be started, is this going to be in Oklahoma? Is this
it's
all kind of local?
It's in the Price Tower.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, yeah. I should have been listening.
Yeah, so right over here, close to us. You'll have to go go hop down there and
we'll go check it out.
Check it out. Yeah.
Absolutely. So very cool. So they offer a lot of culinary opportunities to learn and grow at Tri-County Tech. I mean, they do a whole lot of things, but I think culinary sometimes gets kind of, I don't want to say under the radar, slips under the radar a little bit, but you think about all sorts of things that you offer from a wider range of things. Culinary students, possibly the first contest that we've had.
Yes, it was recently. The first contest, yes. But just that particular contest isn't the only opportunity that our students have gotten to experience by being a part of the culinary program at Tri-County Tech. We have a great relationship with the Pioneer Woman, and we've really supported her. And Chef Curtis, her head chef, organized the Right Chef challenge. And he's came and observed some of our students before and recently was impressed by another one of our culinary students, Caitlin Freeman, and he told our instructor to let her know that when she graduates to come and visit him, that he would put her to work. So our culinary students are really getting a lot of love and opportunities that are amazing. Chef Curtis is amazing. He worked in Dubai and Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and that kind of expertise right here in our backyard, those opportunities are just really amazing for any students who are interested in the culinary industry.
And people who want to get into the culinary industry, are there any sort of requirements to kind of get into Tri-County Tech, or is it, I mean, there's people who go to Tri-County Tech from all ages, kind of in all different backgrounds, from starting even high school, they do things with the high school, you do things with the high school. And older as well. So is it,
yeah,
you know, if you want to learn, you want to enroll, you have the opportunity?
Yes, yes. In fact, our full-time culinary program is free to high school students, and adults can enroll in it as well. It's a full-time program, so it's a semester, 2 years semester programs. And we're also launching a new series for kind of the chef at heart foodies or somebody wanting to kind of dip their toes into that or just learn more just as a hobby. It's called the Chef and Foodie Series. And we're launching that January 16th. And the first part of that series is learning how to do pastries and bake. So we're really excited about testing out some of those products that sometimes we get to do, but it's an evening class held on Mondays. Don't quote me on it, but go to our website and check it out. But I think it's Mondays and Wednesdays from 5 to 9.
Absolutely. Hey, you got everything on top of your head right there as it is. Very cool things going on. And so culinary, obviously a huge part, but there's other things Tri-County Tech does as well, kind of ranging all over the place. What are the things you offer?
Well, we offer 16 full-time programs for high school students, ranging from precision machining operation, PMO, like we like to call it, to welding, to automotive service, auto body, and cosmetology. We have a new program that launched this year called Teacher Prep. It's what it's doing is helping students, high school students, who are interested in the education industry to get their para professional and or have the skill set to go and get their paraprofessional so they can kind of experience that. Our instructor is absolutely amazing. If anybody is interested in this program, she came to us this year from out of state, and I cannot remember where she came from, but she is truly a blessing to Tri-County, and if you're interested about that, just get a hold of us, and we will be happy to tell you more about that new program.
And so Tri-County Tech, and we've talked a lot about the programs and things, and they're offered to high school students, mm-hmm. tons of ways that they can get involved. But maybe you're a little bit older than high school, maybe you're working, taking care of what you need to take care of. Is there still an opportunity at night or a little bit later
absolutely.
On that you can still learn?
Yes, absolutely. We have a paramedic program, EMT program, basic guard program. We have graphic arts. We have practical nursing, we have accounting, basic electronics maintenance, technician. We have a wide variety of opportunities for adults looking to maybe make a career change or just heighten their skill level to just create a better opportunities for themselves and their families.
Absolutely. Looking at our time, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll come back. More Community Connection on the way. We're joined by Tri-County Tech's Tasha Wyatt this morning.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we're back for Community Connection on this Friday, December 8th, 15 degrees outside. It is cold, but a lot of good things heating up here at Tri-County Tech for the next semester. Now, I've seen you at the Leadership and Reputation Academy. I'm moseying on around Tri-County Tech. What exactly is that?
Well, the Leadership and Reputation Academy is a partnership that we've done with Schnocke Turnbow Frank in Tulsa. And this program is launching on January 16th. And it is an intense 8-part executive education course aimed at new and emerging leaders. So our chief of staff and marketing director, Tiffany Bruce, went through this program last year, and she just brought back such good content and value. She just couldn't have been happier with her experience in that program. We just had to bring it to Bartlesville. So it's a world-class experience. It's limited to 30 people, and we only have a few seats left. We will be hosting a few of those sessions at Tri-County, and then a few sessions will be hosted at exclusive locations around our community. They're really thought-provoking sessions. One of the things that Tiffany really bragged about it is it really makes you reflect on your leadership skills and even your personal life. The sessions will include lectures, group presentations, some role playing, and draw on materials from a variety of respected sources. It's a very exciting opportunity right here in Bartlesville. We have a really great group who's already signed up for it. So if you're interested, you need to jump on board fast because we only have a few spaces left.
Only a few spaces left. If somebody is interested and they want to participate, how do they? Is there a way they can sign up?
Yes, you can go to tricountytech.edu/LRA. And there is session topics and dates listed there. Like I said, it's an 8-week program. And it's about every other week or every third week is when the sessions are held. And they are full day sessions. And you can see more of the content on that website, tricountytech.edu/LRA.
I feel like a lot of good things are on that website. It's all sorts of good stuff that you just personally worked on. It's all what you had your hand in. So we were talking about food a little bit earlier, and I'm a food person, as I assume most people are. I've never met anybody that doesn't like food. We talk about culinary, students learning and things. The Osage Market is something that we like to talk about here. Is it kind of a chance for students to showcase and just food and people to showcase what they're doing as far as culinary goes?
Yes, exactly right. It is live work experience for them running a Osage Market. We have a grill, we have hot food, we have a salad bar. It's really great and and cheap. I mean, I hate to say cheap, but it is cheap. Mm-hmm. And we offer a hot breakfast bar, daily lunch specials. The salad bar I kind of mentioned, it is similar to the quality of Mazzio's, and it's $4. So you can get a huge heaping salad for $4. We have great specials. Last week we had pork tenderloin with creamy white wine sauce, dressing, corn casserole, and a hot roll for $5.50. You just cannot beat the prices mm-hmm. and the quality. So our students make it fresh and prepare it in-house every day. If you're not really into salads or creamy white wine sauce, we also have sliders and french fries. You can get 3 sliders. They are also just really great for $4.50. So you just really can't beat the prices. We've just renovated a part of our Osage Market. We have a coffee bar. You can come in and get a cup of coffee, sit down. We have beautiful new steel case furniture. It's open to the public, so come in and enjoy it. The Osage Market is open from 8 a.m. to 2:45 daily, and then we are closed during the holidays and so normal
sure.
kind of school holidays.
Hours.
But yeah, so we also have event space So our culinary, if you come during the day, you can coordinate with our event specialist, Darlene Young. She's fantastic. And we've held Christmas parties this week. We are booked up. In fact, we were trying to book our own Christmas party for Tri-County and having a hard time finding an available space for us to use our own facilities. So
It's a good sign, though.
It's a great sign. We've had weddings and craft shows. So if you have any interest or needs for event space, we're hosting the Lions Club once a month. I believe they're in our facilities holding meetings. So we also have meeting space, and catering is available for those as well. Some of those.
Well, lots of fun things happening at Tri-County Tech. Semester almost over, but there's all sorts of good stuff coming in the spring semester. Just events all over the place. And, of course, Tri-County Tech offers just a wide array. We talked about a lot of culinary today, but all sorts of things. One more time, where can they find more information, enroll, whatever they need to do?
Tri-countytech.edu is where you go for all information. It's pretty easy.
All sorts of pages and links from there as well to whatever you need. Well, Tasha, a radio expert coming in. She got her degree here from radio expertology here. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It was a heartbreaking sight. All her possessions lay on the curb, damaged, broken, and destroyed.